Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Secret Museum of the Air, a weekly broadcast of the world's music. Historic landmarks from the dawn of recording through the golden age of the gramophone. Join us for the next hour as your host, Citizen Kafka, visits with curator Pat Conte in the Secret Museum.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Café Amman.
Θέλω να χορέψω μια στιγμή για μωρή βλάχα με γιά. Είσαι να περιμένω, αϊ μάτουλα μου, αϊ. Ωχ, γεια σου καλά Κώστα μου, απάνατε. Το τεμπεράκι που φορείς για μωρή βλάχα με γιά. Και γι' την καρδούλα για μωρή του πραμιγιά. Το τεμπεράκι που χωρείς για μωρή βλάχα μηγιά. Μου και γι' την καρδούλα, αϊ μανούλα μου, αϊ. Όταν χορεύεις βλάχα
Holy cow.
You know, there's a bit of a musical joke there. We said the Café Amman in tonight's program. Of course, Rebetika, we were listening to demotic music there. But we listened to an amazing performer, Rosa Eskenazi. And we'll be hearing a lot of her tonight, but we wanted to show her demotic side, the demotica, the piece Subramuto Mandili Su, and I believe a piece written by the great musician Tumbulis, or a handkerchief song. We're moving the scene of tonight's drama to Piraeus and Athens in the 1920s and 1930s, the great migration of refugees from Asia Minor making their way to these urban centers, the overcrowding, the horrible conditions of this great population moving en masse, the poverty and such, and of course the underworld characters, the mangas. They're equivalent of the mafia. Someone did a beautiful study once comparing this music to not only tango and the phenomenon of the growth of tango in Argentina, but also to the fado of Portugal. All three have some kind of kinship as far as the social factors involved in them. We'll be listening to music recorded for the most part in Greece, in Athens, by Greek musicians or, of course, Asia Minor people, Turkish refugees and immigrants. And, as we said, a lot of that underworld flavor to it. The first performer tonight is a man named Anastasios Delias, who was a bouzouki and baglama player. Baglama is sort of a miniature And I do mean miniature baglama, a little pluck-stringed instrument. It was small enough that you could sneak it in jail, hide it in your sash, if you will, and you had something to play. Delius apparently was a man who knew something about jail. He was a terrible addict, as the musicians who recall him have said. But he did leave some legacy for us on recording for Columbia. Toharemisto Hammam, a belly dance or some goings-on in a harem in Constantinople, is the song. From there, and I believe this is the only exception for the entire program tonight, we'll hear one recording from New York City. This by Ioannis Halkias, or as he was credited on the record as Jack Gregory. The piece To Mysterio has a very famous song called Mandalena that the great Papagika sang, Marika Papagika, another pioneer Greek recording artist in America. But this is a zabekiko, the kind of music that Rebetika is built upon in many ways, especially in the later years. But what makes this particular cut outstanding is this one we believe to be the first instance of a bouzouki solo, considered pretty much a new instrument in the early part of the century. This is probably the first solo bouzouki piece to be recorded, happening here in New York City in just about 1932 for Columbia. It's a real landmark recording that we get to hear tonight. And speaking of landmark recordings and history, we'll hear the great Tsitsanis, who was a writer and a player in Greece and a fine bouzouki player. Here he's in duet with Tsaoutsakis, and a piece called Girna Monos Mestinita, or something on the order of You Wander Alone at Night, again recorded for Columbia. So some Rebetika for tonight, as you might have heard in a teke in Athens. So start up your braziers, your coals, and cook up some of the coffee now, the Turkish coffee. Get the sugar out and smoke up the nargile as we begin with Anastasios Delias and his harem song.
Ένα χαρέμι κόλυμπα. Με τις πόλεις στο χαμάμ. Ένα χαρέμι κόλυμπα. Ράπαδες το φιλάνε. Του άλλη πάσα το πάνε. Ράπαδες το φιλάνε. Του άλλη πάσα το πάνε. Διατάζει τη φρουρά του και τη φέρνουνε μπροστά του. Διατάζει τη φρουρά του και τη φέρνουνε μπροστά του. Να τη βάλει να φορέσουν και μπουζούκι να του πέσουν. Άργυλε δες να φουμάρει με χασίσι τουρκικό. Άργυλε δες να φουμάρει με χασίσι τουρκικό. Και χανούμια να χορεύουν πείτε τελειγυπτικό. Και χανούμια να χορεύουν πείτε τελειγυπτικό. Περνάνε όλοι οι φασάδες του δουνιά. Έτσι την περνάνε όλοι οι φασάδες του δουνιά. Μαργιλέδες με μπουζούκια, μαγκαλιές και με φιλιά. Μαργιλέδες με μπουζούκια, μαγκαλιές και με φιλιά.
Μαγκίτη.
So these are people of the underworld, or this is music of the underworld?
Well, this is the setting of these tabernas and tekis. This is the kind of music. We've started really with some of the more progressive sounds that proliferated in the 30s. We'll sort of be working our way backwards for tonight's program. That one, very progressive in sound, the harmonizing of the bouzoukis, very close harmonizing, and certainly with the voices. And you could still hear the little tinkle of the baglama. Again, not new instruments in any sense, but new in the way they're being used by this time in the 1930s. Before that, Jack Gregory, and speaking of the bouzouki, one of the most amazing solos, and probably the first time the bouzouki is spotlighted as a solo instrument. Before that, you mostly heard the estudiantina groups with mandolin as the lead instrument. This sort of replaced the mandolin. And Delias up top. We'll be listening to more of this Smyrnaic style of music. Smyrna or Ismira was one of the great scenes of turmoil, and there was an event in Smyrna which really triggered this great mass exodus into Greece. And we'll hear some more of this interplay between the bouzoukis again, this tremendous musicianship and singing from here, Nota Kaleli, performing with what is credited as a pop orchestra, Lykis Orchestra, and Pangratiotisimou, or something along the line of the girl from Pangrati. Then, for those of you who saw the film Rebetika, you saw exactly the kind of thing that we're talking about on tonight's show. A group that you would see in a taverna, mixed with the female singers and the musicians, and this is very much like those groups that you would have seen. Ioana Georgiakopoulou and a song called Ta Tsokara, and here's another very respected performer, and appearing on this record with the great Stratos, who is noted for his singing style, something like the Howlin' Wolf of Rebetika. And then we'll hear another one from Georgiakopoulou, and Mikroula Ke Orfani, or something like I'm a Little Orphan, or I'm little and I'm an orphan. And those weren't Zills. That was the clanging of Rocky's leash on his radio debut. But they sound something like Zills anyway that you'll hear on some of these records. So let's start with The Girl from Pangrati by Nota Kaleli for Columbia in Athens in the 1930s.
Τόσο καιρό, γλυκιά τσουκάρα σου πόρεσες και βγήκες στη πλατεία. Τα τσουκάρα σου πόρεσες και βγήκες στη πλατεία. Το κόσμος όλος το μάτσε μ' αυτή τη φασαρία. Το κόσμος όλος το μάτσε μ' αυτή τη φασαρία. Τρακες πολλές μη κάνεις. Μη θέλ να με τρελάνεις. Τρακες πολλές μη κάνεις. Μη θέλ να με τρελάνεις. Με χίλια δυο καμώματα περνάς από μπροστά μου. Με χίλια δυο καμώματα περνάς από μπροστά μου.
Λυπούν τα τσουκαράκια σου, τι πάει κι η καρδιά μου. Λυπούν τα τσουκαράκια σου, τι πάει κι η καρδιά μου.
Γέρους και νιους πλανεύεις. Σαν τα δικά σου τσοκάρα μπορούσε κι η γιαγιά μου. Σαν τα δικά σου τσοκάρα μπορούσε κι η γιαγιά μου.
Και σαν την παρατημόνα που τούνα στα πλευρά μου. Και σαν την παρατημόνα που τούνα στα πλευρά μου.
Thank you.
music of the Rebetis. For the next short set, we'll be framing the really old Smyrnaic music, something that we've only had tastes of thus far, around the music of the Amanes, as sung by the great ladies of Greek music, who we heard first. Rosa Eskenazi is one. We'll hear one of her great classics from Colombia in the 1920s. This one, Giatti Fumara Cocaini, or This Is Why I Smoke Cocaine. This was, again, recorded in Athens and brought over to America, leased via Masters to the Columbia Company, and appeared on 12-inch, blue wax, green label, Columbia Records. Amazing recordings. Why Do I Smoke Cocaine by Rosa Eskenazi. Rosa sang in Turkish as well as Greek on many of her records, and she made many hundreds of records in the 78 era. But she also sang in brief excursions, and this is something that we will be exploring in later programs. She also sang some Ladino, some of the Sephardic Jewish verses in some of her songs, which kind of makes sense. Even though her name is Eskenazi, we know that she does have some Jewish background in her music. Sephardic rather than Eskenazi, that's what I meant to say.
Okay.
And anyway, one of the earlier performers and giants in the music was Marika Papagika. She sang the really old Smyrnaic music. Now, this is a kleftiko, that's this type of song, and this is the real echoes of the old Smyrna school. The song is Turki Vastati Taloga, or Taloga, Turks, Hold Your Horses. And this appearing on an old 12-inch Victor recording, along with her husband, I believe, and some very strange, dark accompaniment, which I believe features cymbalum and cello. Not necessarily the music of Athens, but certainly important to hear in contrast to the other two great ladies of Greek music. The third in the set being Rita Abadzi. Rita and Rosa were often paired together on the same record, even though they were kind of in competition, and not always friendly competition, but both equally loved. There's just a great division among a lot of the fans of the music between who is better, Rita or Rosa. So we'll hear both in this set. Lalia Tupula is the tune and features the great violinist Semsis Salonikos, who is on a great deal of records. This is a chamiko, this particular piece by Rita. So, spiced with the dark side of the underworld and drugs and hash songs and the like, along with the old Turkish music, the kleftikos, we hear from the ladies, Rosa Eskenazi first, Marika Papagika, and then Rita Abadzi.
Ooh.
No opinion as to who's better.
Yes, Rita and Rosa, I think it's a ridiculous thing to actually try to say who wins. We all win when they are singing. The great Simcis on violin, I noticed your eyes rolling about on that last piece. Marika Papagika before that, and Rosa on the cocaine song. If you are just joining us, the gift of the mangas is their music here in the Secret Museum. And we are listening to the classics of Rebetika, or some of the many great recordings that appeared out of Athens and Piraeus, the kind of music you would have heard in a taverna in Trumba in the 1930s and, of course, the 20s. We're moving slowly backwards in time and style in many ways, and for this last set, I thought we should hear some Turkish music proper, an amane, or rather a gazelle, to be more proper about it, by the great Turkish singer Osman Bey, who recorded in Constantinople in the 1920s. His piece, Gazel Kime Dirdini Pipayim, or Pipayim, an amazing piece of virtuosity on the voice as well as the kanun, here accompanying the voice. On a miraculous recording. That sets the stage for the type of music that made its way towards the sound of the Greek amane, or the amanidis, who sang them. We will hear from Rosa again. And Plies Pliseo Nanixis Polemas, or Polemas. Here she's credited as Rosa Shkinazi. The piece translates to, "You are fighting to open my wounds." Amane in its most perfect form. Amane is the chant of Aman, Aman. You hear it a lot. We heard it, in fact, last week in an Azerbaijan piece, which borrows a lot of these kinds of elements. Aman is the refrain, have mercy on me. It's the equivalent of our blues, the most heartfelt lament that could be put on a record. And to end that off, certainly one of the great male counterparts to someone like Rosa would be Konstantinos Nouros, who made his records in Athens again in the 1920s. His improvisation, his vocal Amane, will be in Rast and is credited as such, Rast, a sound that we come back to often here at the Secret Museum. And this one set apart a little differently by its accompaniment, featuring not only the great violin of Ogondaikis on violi, but also with the presence of guitar and sanduri, the ancient santur, if it was Persian, sanduri. So three Turkish and certainly outgrowths of the Turkish music that came to Greece. First, Osman Bey from Constantinople and his gazelle.
Well, this has been an evening in a Greek cafe.
An evening and a half. That was Konstantinos Nouros, before that Rosa again, and Osman Bey up top from an old Columbia recording made in Constantinople. The great Amané singers, some of them anyway, and some of the best, were saving, I think, one of the best for last, if not the best, Diamantides, or Andonis Dalgas, or Adonis, if you will. Dalgas is certainly the equivalent of a Caruso or a Tito Schipa, an amazing singer of great power, just ran the spectrum of styles, Demotica and everything in between, and his Amanés are especially spectacular. The piece that we'll be ending with tonight, Tisenitias Oponos, or The Pain of the Refugee, I think most aptly will sum up the music we've heard tonight, and we do hope you enjoyed this music tonight. I especially wanted to thank Mr. Dino Pappas of Detroit, Michigan, or near Detroit. Mr. Pappas is the foremost authority on Greek music on record, spanning the century. His knowledge and generosity is boundless. and we all benefit by him. And
thank you.
Along with that thanks goes a great apology, not only to Dino, but to all listeners for the butchery of the pronunciations and, of course, any mistakes, which will be mine, of course, and not anyone else's. So we will end with the great Dalgas tonight, and we hope that you'll join us next week, each and every week, as the saying goes.
And that's how the saying goes.
Good night.
Good night, Pat.
Я сама клягу.
And so the gate swings shut after another visit to the Secret Museum comes to a close. We hope you have enjoyed this brief journey spanning the first half century of recorded sounds across the earth. Until next time, I'm Buddy Fortune for the Secret Museum of the Air.
This is Citizen Kafka. The Secret Museum of the Air is funded in part by a grant from the Shira Kober Zeller Foundation in loving memory of Arthur and Margaret Kober. For more information about the Secret Museum of the Air, write Secret Museum, Post Office Box 23075, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, 3075. That's Secret Museum of the Air, Post Office Box 23075, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, 3075. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again here at the Secret Museum of the Air.